Hola, cream of the crop, creepos. It's another Scumstream bonus episode for you. The only people we really care about.
That's correct. The only people we care about are the...
Cuz-a-roo.
I don't have a soundboard to say Excelsior, but I care about you very much, True Believers.
We love you all. Thank you so much for supporting the program and checking out the bonus episodes. We always have a blast doing these. I hope you do, too.
Not today. Let me tell you what just happened over the last 20 minutes, everybody.
God damn it. We should have started 20 minutes ago. Everything's not working on my fucking computer.
Yeah, so what I did while Carl was doing that was try to annoy him as much as I could. I was doing a prospector voice. I was talking about the Dolphins and the Bills.
God damn it.
I was doing everything
so obnoxious.
I could as he was sitting there trying to troubleshoot.
Vinny comes over here so wound up sometimes. You're all wound up today. You got the big show this weekend. We're doing the live shows at Comedy at the Carlson. Everything's on you, my friend. Mm-hmm. You're hosting, you're producing, you're recording. Mm-hmm. You have to make all of this happen.
I did already. It's almost done.
It's going to suck. I'm calling
wow.
it.
Wow.
I'm kidding. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward
to it. Wow, what a cunt you are.
It's going to be a great time.
What a cunt. Everybody.
It's going to be fun.
You hear that from him?
God. No pressure, Reddy. You got this. You'll be good.
I guarantee you it's not going to be as bad as the New York show.
That's true. It can't be that bad. It can't be as bad as the New York show. God damn, that sucks.
If it is, listen, this has been my last broadcast, so, you know, whatever.
Were you on stage during that?
I was in the audience, thankfully, watching Anthony Cumia tap dance and Carl sweat buckets.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I got a update I want to give you.
Please.
My consequence.
Yo.
I spun the wheel on Monday.
Yes, you did.
And I have to do a murder and makeup video.
Yes, you do.
So I'm going to let everybody know on Monday what's happening, but you creepos, you bonus people, you'll get the scoop.
You going to shave your face for this?
Nope. The beard is going to be part of the...
Okay.
Part of it is what I understand.
Okay.
So the wonderful Aggie Dune, phenomenal talent, drag queen, everybody,
okay,
is going to come and do my makeup
nice.
While I do the story. So... This way, I asked you if
you
thought that was
okay. Is he
going
to give you a handy, too, while that's going on?
He just might.
Yeah, sweet.
Aggie's great, but I'm just going to call her she because I've only known her as Aggie. I've met Tom once, I think, but I'll just go with Aggie.
Sure.
Aggie is going to do all my makeup while I tell a very fucked up story. I picked the story already.
Oh, nice.
And it'll be long enough so that we could do the makeup
This
thing.
Is almost like a drag queen story time. This is turning into a whole different thing. I didn't even realize.
Well, I can't do makeup. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm going to lose an eye if I start.
That's why I thought it'd be funny if you were trying to apply eyeshadow.
Yeah, maybe. But I'll let her do it, and then it'll be ridiculous. And
okay. Is she going to be all done up, too?
Oh, probably.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Aggie's going to be part of it.
This is going to be fun.
And we're going to live stream it, I think. We're working that out. So I believe it's going to be a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm going to get it done pretty quick.
Great.
Yeah.
Don't do it during WATP. I want to watch.
Okay. I'll try to do it like earlier in the day.
Okay.
Okay. Now also, Carl, speaking of consequences.
Yes.
I have received your stand-up set.
Oh shit. I haven't.
I know.
When am I going to get it?
I was thinking of handing it to you right before you walked on stage.
Let me go over the jokes first. So at least I can know.
Okay.
How to
I'm
going to
do,
them.
I'll do you that courtesy.
Thank you.
Boy, are you not going to be happy.
Oh yeah.
And you have somebody who helped him write this that you don't know about. And I'll throw him under the bus right now.
Okay.
Blatt.
Oh, Christian Blatt was
a
helping hand in
Little
this.
Gold boy Christian Blatt.
Interesting.
Got involved with the potato.
Interesting.
To
okay.
To really humiliate you. And boy, did they do a good job. So we'll release that video on
I was
going to
say, I'm going to take away Christian Blatt's Super Chat money, but that's not existent. So he's fine. He's safe.
I'm giving it to Eric Zane.
Yeah, I'll give Eric Zane the $22.
He's like, wow, $22. It's amazing. They get $22. They're doing better than me on your end. So that being said, that's what's going on with consequences.
Great.
They're coming up. Carl's doing one tomorrow.
That's
I'm
right.
doing one next weekend.
Be that's great, correct.
It's a great time to be a creep off. Fan. And also on Monday, Carl, we got a special song sent in from someone.
Yeah, yes, we did.
And we're gonna play it on the show for everybody because here's the deal.
It's a long one too.
I cannot listen to it twice.
It's 4 minutes.
And it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Who is it from, Carl? What's her name?
Well, her name is Christine Knowlton. Yes. Christine Knowlton is
Stop
the
saying it.
Ukulele player. who thinks she's very talented and is on Cameo. And this is my third Cameo that I've received from listeners.
From her?
From her, yeah.
She got three from her?
Yeah, we played the other two on Who Are These Socials because you know, we usually highlight her on Who Are These Socials. Okay. So she did a couple for Blind Mike and me.
Nice.
And then nice enough to do one for you and me, Vinny.
All right, we'll play it on Monday. Yeah. It's. I said to Carl when he sent it to me, usually if someone wrote a song about me, I will listen to it out of curiosity.
Yeah.
I turned this off.
It's a hard listen.
I had it on my phone. I'm going, what the fuck am I doing?
We're not selling this well. It's fun. We'll all have a lot of fun with it, I'm sure.
You're going to want to kill yourselves, folks. You're gonna bleed from your ears on Monday.
Just the opposite. People are going to have self-esteem they never realized they did before when they see how untalented this idiot is who thinks that she's worthy of Cameo.
Yeah. Speaking of untalented idiots, did I tell you we're doing subreddit surfing live tomorrow night?
It's going to be a disaster.
Fuck you, Carl.
Subreddit surfing live and all apologies.
Yes.
What could go right?
I got to tell you something. I'm going to give Andy a lot of credit.
Yeah.
He got me all of his stuff early. He was on top of everything. I have his. He's coming in tonight to help me do load in and set up. So I'm going to go over everything. So like, I couldn't be happier with the all apologies, guys.
Yeah, he sent me all the stuff days ago. I haven't looked at any of it, but. I will. I'll review it.
You're going to love what he's doing.
Good. I'm excited
about it. Yeah, you're going to love it. So
it's a busy weekend for me, Vinny. I was telling you.
Happy 500.
I was telling you before the show. So we're doing this. I got Point Dabble Point this afternoon. And then tomorrow, episode 500 WATP, some special guests coming on.
What do you ever do for Point Dabble Point?
I won't even answer that.
You wait to gossip about John all week. You can't wait for it. You don't do prep. You live it. You're just like, hey, can't wait to talk about this.
You're an insane asshole.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I have WATP 500. Then I have to do two podcasts and a stand-up set, I think, tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, we're doing a bonus show. We're doing the Win a Date with Lucy Tightbox. We have four contestants in that contest. And so very busy weekend for us podcasters. You know, a lot of people are crying tears for us. Appreciate it.
Monday is going to be what we call a hangover edition of the Creep Off, folks.
Yes. Not as much prep involved.
But it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, we got Christine Knowlton's song. What else do you need? Should take up an hour or two.
Alex sent me some stories for the Scum Parade.
Okay.
That I just got him in the last hour, and I went, oh, Monday's going to be fun.
Oh, good.
Monday's going to be fun.
All right.
We got good stuff
going. Is today going to be fun? That's the question I have.
Let's find out. I got a first story of the day, Carl. We're going down to Florida.
Yep.
An airport in Florida, your favorite place to be.
Ugh. Had some bad luck.
So this guy, he's 70 years old. His name's Alan Borinsky, which, by the way, sounds like an insult.
Yeah.
That last name.
This guy's a real Borinsky over here.
Look at this, Borinsky.
Yeah.
So he's 70 years
old. But he's not a Borinsky at all. In fact, he's pretty interesting with the things he talks about in airports, I would say.
I'd say he's more of a problem than interesting.
Really?
Well,
I'd want to saddle up next to him and tell me more about this, sir.
He's in a bit of trouble, folks, because he claims he was attempting to flirt with another traveler when he made a wise crack about having a bomb in his bag.
Come on, that's hilarious. Bomb talk in the airport? That's pretty funny, right? See, we can both agree on that.
If you're an edgelord, sure. If you're one of those people who's like, got to go out there and push limits, just don't do it because it's a felony, I found out.
Oh, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to do. So he's sitting at gate G11 in the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport last Friday, talking to another female passenger, and he says something to the effect of, hey, if the bomb goes in my bag goes off prematurely, I apologize to your family in advance.
Come on, pretty good line. Are you wishing bad things for my airplane? No, hold on a second.
Survive, beers are on me.
I have to ask you, what is the first sentence of this article from the New York Post?
A Florida man claims he was attempting to flirt with another traveler.
There's one above that.
I don't have that one.
Oh, okay.
What was it?
His joke bombed. I kid you not. From the New York Post, everyone. His joke bombed.
Yeah, there's a big difference between the New York Times and the New York Post. So let's just say.
New York Post is fun.
So two witnesses became alarmed and reported his comments to the police.
Yeah.
So, tattletales.
Bunch of tattletales who are listening in on the conversation.
Don't like the tattletales.
Listen, if this 7-year-old guy told me that joke, I'd suck his dick. It's pretty funny.
We know. We know, Carl.
I'd Matt Rife that guy. Yeah. Did you hear about that?
What exactly is going on? I haven't looked it up yet. What's going on with Matt Rife? He had to blow somebody to get his spot at Del Lago?
There's this guy who's now an entrepreneur, very successful, rich businessman, who was in stand-up at a certain time.
Uh-huh.
And he claims...
Was he in a stand-up at a certain time?
Nope. He claims that... And he made a TikTok video about this. He claims that him and Matt Rife were called into a meeting with these Hollywood executives. And they said, we're going to make you guys stars. We want you guys to be the top of the stand-up game. All you got to do is blow us. And he got up and said, I'm out of here, guys. See you later. And Matt Rife went down on both of these guys.
Well, if the guy left, how does he know he did?
That's what Mike said last night on WATS. He's like, I'm not by the store. I'm like, why would he make it up? What do you mean? He's like, well, how is he watching this happen? How fast did Matt Rife get down on his knees and get these guys' cocks out?
The guy's like,
that's a good point.
Matt, I barely escaped before the tsunami of cum.
Yeah, right. No, I'll just be watching, fellas. That's fine. I'll just be standing over here. Yeah, it's weird. It's
I don't
weird
want
story.
To be a star. I want to be over here.
It's a weird story, isn't it?
So...
I believe Matt Rife sucks dick to be famous. I want to believe that. Is that so wrong?
Why would he make it up for exactly this reason? Because we'd all believe it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Because it's one of those situations where this is like a perfect guy for that type of rumor for.
Oh, yeah.
He's out of fucking nowhere. He's been around a long ass time. Yeah. And all of a sudden, something clicked in his career and he's all over the place.
It's huge.
Yeah.
See, Chad Zumach, if you want to make up a story, you got to make it believable.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Rife sucked dick to become famous. Yeah, makes sense. A couple guys jumped me because they said it's Kumia country. Makes no sense. You got to come up with shit that's believable, idiot. God damn it.
Or what you could do is you could have your double chins removed and have a new one put in like that kid did, like Matt Rife did. And maybe that'll help you get a little further down the line.
He does have DSLs. I pointed this out on WATS.
Luscious DSLs.
Yes, every
Zumach.
Time I've seen Matt Rife, I'm like, that dude could definitely go down on a penis or two.
All right. He pleaded not guilty and was released from jail on a $7,500 bond. He's being charged with making a false bond report, which is a second-degree felony.
Yeah.
Even though he really didn't make a report, I guess he did. He's like, hey, I got a bomb here.
It's obviously a joke. The way that he said it.
Right.
If the bomb goes off prematurely, I'll apologize to your family or whatever. It's like, he would die too.
Yeah.
In this scenario.
Not exactly a flirt, though.
No, he's not good at it. And trust me.
Hey, if I pull out the machete in my bag prematurely and hack you up, apologies to your family.
Who hasn't used that line at the bar?
Right. Class it up, buddy.
We'll get into slicing people with swords later out of the program.
Hey, I forgot to tell you this.
Yes.
You know how we have Hackamania coming up in Vegas?
I do know
we're doing a live creep off, everybody. So if you want to get tickets at Hackamania.com.
Yes.
There's going to be a stand-up show, and I'm going to do like a little stand-up again.
Yeah.
Getting into that.
Yeah.
I took a couple dates this week, Carl.
Did you really?
Yeah. You know who I took a date with? A guy that you just talked about on WATP recently. I can't wait to catch up with him.
Maybe. Cat Williams. You and are featuring for Cat Williams.
It's not Cat Williams.
Oh, okay.
A little fella, a guy you may know by the name of Rich Voss.
Oh, good old Rich, my buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get you two together.
You should.
I really want to get you two to make up.
Make up? What do you mean? I think he sucks at podcasting, and he's actively trying to suck at podcasting, so I'm pointing it out.
That could be true.
If he wants to come over here, though, and do WATP with us, how contentious would that be?
She'd come over the table at you.
I know.
He would sit there quietly, be
I'll
like,
"I'll make him sit next to me right here." Pat him on the back. Be like, "That was a good. That was a good line, Rich."
And then at the end, when the mics go off, you go, "Did you really think it was a good line?"
I was good, right? I was good today.
I love Rich. All right.
I want. You know what? Actually, I do want Rich on the show. I just want him to talk about Opie, because Rich is like everyone else, does not communicate with Opie at all anymore.
Yeah.
And they used to all the time.
Well, I've talked to him about Opie.
I want that
he's
story.
Not a fan.
Oh, I know he's not. Yeah. I want that story. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Teaser's out there for you.
All right. And so Rich, come over, tell us about Opie, and then we can laugh at Centering John together. John can get another person on his enemies list. It'll be fun.
All right, Carl.
Yes.
Alec Baldwin's in a lot of trouble.
Is he?
Yeah, he's been in a lot of trouble. He's being prosecuted for murder.
I thought that they...
They dropped the charges, then they brought the charges back.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that they had a manslaughter charge they dropped. So now they're charging him with murder?
I believe they're charging him with something. But I will tell you this. Because he was rearrested in New Mexico.
Good.
So
he shot and killed someone. That's illegal in even in
accidentally.
I hate to break it to you, but even in New Mexico.
Ooh, slow down there, maestro. There's a New Mexico?
Yes, you can't murder people in it.
Keep up, Burns. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the young and inexperienced armorer in charge of the guns and ammunition on the set of Rust, has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter this past week.
She was. Isn't it interesting how this article mentions she's inexperienced, that it was a low-budget film? There's a lot of little shots being taken of people in this article I find fun.
Yeah, at the corner-cutting producer, Alec.
Right. Yeah, how... Okay, good. I'm glad that you said that there's charges, because I was going to say, the only thing that Alec did that would get him off is have way more money than this woman. Right? Because other than that, he's the one who pulled the fucking trigger.
Yeah.
If she's guilty, he's definitely guilty.
But didn't you see him play Trump on SNL? Let him go.
No, 30 Rock is fucking great. Agreed. One of the greatest sitcoms of all time. You know,
I met him and worked with him on a project for Wegmans while he was doing 30 Rock.
Oh, no shit.
And I was such a big fan. I've never been as starstruck in my fucking life being around that guy.
He's an A-lister, of course.
Dude, he's
a big one.
Smells great. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I bet he does.
Alec Baldwin smells fucking phenomenal. You walk into a room and you're like, what is that? Oh, it's Alec Baldwin.
Wow.
Yeah. He smells like flowers. I bet he enchanted the courtroom.
I bet he did.
I bet he did. And then he got up there like, oh, you know, I did pull the trigger, but. You know.
And then his niece pulls a filthy tampon out of her twat and shoves it in the bartender's face.
And he yells, run!
That's the problem, man. You know, you get these celebrities and then the next generation.
I found out an interesting thing that this Gutierrez Reed is second generation Hollywood.
That's true. I knew that.
I did not know that. Her
Nepo baby.
Yeah, yeah. Legendary Hollywood armorer and trick shooter Teal Reed wrapped is the daughter, or is the father,
I think. Yes, yeah. That's why she got the job, because it's like, hey, do my daughter a favor. So she's not even trying to be good at it. She just automatically gets a job. And Hollywood is constantly lecturing every other fucking industry about how to be, and they're the worst.
The absolute worst. Because the thing is this, the people who are doing the lecturing are the actors.
Yes.
The producers, they're scumbags. They don't give a fuck, and they don't talk to the media. The producers sit in the back and just write checks and be scumbags. The actors go out and put on the holier than thou shit. But that's Baldwin's problem here, is he's like a column A and column B, and he's still fucking talking. So long story short, they did a 2-week trial. Attorneys questioned several witnesses over 9 days, including the assistant director, multiple firearms experts. And what they learned is that everything was done shoddily, Carl.
Yes.
Everything. I
mean, we heard everything. About this. When this happened, we heard the stories, and it's mentioned in this article, that they were using the guns and they were arming them with live ammunition and taking target practice, like shooting at cans and shit on the set.
Yes. And that there were...
What the fuck is wrong with you
there
people?
There was boxes of ammo that had blank and regular ammunition just mixed together. And then they
No, dark green is real. Light green is fake. You gotta...
Dude. No. That's a maroon and that's red.
Yeah, right. No. Purple, maroon. You can't tell the difference?
Yeah. You see, the thing is, the red, the maroon is blood color. So you know that's what happened. The red is like, hey, fun.
Can I ask a dumb question? Why is there real ammunition anywhere near this place?
Great question.
Okay.
They had. They also found they had bandoliers that people were wearing for the scenes.
Yep.
They had real live rounds in the bandoliers
as
part of people's fucking costumes.
That's hilarious.
They got real bullets on people's costumes.
Next, you're going to tell me Chewbacca's shit was real.
Might as well, Ben.
Wait a second. I got to think about this now. I got to look up Chewbacca. Was he wearing a bandolier? Is that his outfit?
Yes, it's a bandolier.
They have lasers.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he using these things
for? Space bandolier. He's got a laser crossbow.
He's got a laser crossbow. He's got...
You know, that's the other thing I
never
understood.
I've never picked up on that before.
I know. I've never understood Chewie's gun. He's got a crossbow that fires a laser. Why is there a crossbow thing on it? Isn't it just a gun? And doesn't it take up more space with all that extra shit?
It's wildly inconvenient.
Agreed. Agreed. All right. Chewbacca's retarded.
He really is. He's a dumb idiot. And I hate that everyone understands what he's saying. They're not even fucking words, people.
Dude, when those Star Wars movies came out, the last ones, I would tell people, like, oh, I'm going to go see the Star Wars. I go, oh, yeah, I saw it last week. They're like, oh, don't tell me anything. I said, okay, I won't. But I did think it was weird they made Chewbacca gay. And I would just say that to people and leave it. It was
That's
a lot
hilarious.
Of fun. So Baldwin is expected to also stand trial later this summer on separate manslaughter charges.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Though he was not called to testify, the jury saw eyefuls of Baldwin firing weapons on set and a lot of B footage of Alec.
Wait, how is he not called to testify in this trial? He's the producer.
It's all on film. They're like, pfft.
That's unbelievable.
They also, the defense, who failed, by the way, she was found guilty.
Yes.
Was claiming that there was another guy on the set named Seth Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Seth Kenny,
he's playing some practical jokes.
They think that Seth Kenny is the guy who did it and was trying to frame her because he was jealous.
Yeah, they're trying to say, like, she's in charge of that, so it doesn't matter. That's a terrible defense. They're almost trying to make it seem like he was trying to get vengeance against everyone. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to have Alec actually shoot people. First off, Alec shouldn't be pointing the gun and pulling the trigger, aiming at someone off camera. All of that's ridiculous, too.
There should never be someone like...
Why is he staring at someone and pulling the trigger? Because he was doing that like as a goof.
Is that what he did? I've never seen the footage. He was just fucking around, huh?
That's what was reported. That he was like fucking around, like their director was talking at him. He's like, oh, yeah, really? You know, and then hit two people. That's pretty impressive, by the way. You're not even trying to kill anyone. You almost killed two?
Well, he's a Baldwin. They're
That's what I mean.
Overachievers, talented. The whole family.
Talented as fuck. You give me one bullet. You're lucky if I graze a person, let alone hit two. It's amazing.
Give me one bullet. I'll show you a wound in my foot.
Yeah, I'll plastic a burst with that shit. Are you kidding me? Shooting my own leg on the dance floor.
I'm just using my sweatpants as a holster.
Plastic, what a fucking idiot. Anyway.
Yeah, don't play with guns, I think is the lesson here today.
Yeah.
Be safe if you enjoy firearms, please, and don't use them on anybody else. Hey, let's talk about some other people who are a little irresponsible.
Okay.
Let's go down to let's stay in New Mexico, actually.
Hey, there's a New Mexico.
Okay, let's do it.
A teenage girl was left permanently disabled after her chemistry teacher decided to have fun in class one day.
I have a video. Do you want to watch the video?
Yeah, let's watch the video because, folks, I couldn't believe this. We did this story a couple weeks ago about the teacher who's having, like, Fight Club.
Yeah.
This teacher said, hold my beer.
Right. This is insane.
What was supposed to be a typical day at school left a local student permanently scarred and disfigured. Those are the claims an Albuquerque family recently made in a lawsuit, claiming the girl's teacher encouraged them to sword fight in class.
And we're watching video right now if you're
now,
listening.
I want you to understand, these kids have zero safety equipment and katana, Japanese steel fucking katana blades.
Yeah.
And they are thrusting like they're fencing at each other.
She moved all the desks out of the way so they could do this. The teacher's just like, all right, let's play with swords now, everybody.
It's the best chemistry class I've ever
seen. This is insane.
Yes.
What the fuck was this person thinking?
And this poor girl, she got her hand sliced.
Right, let's watch this.
Attorney Jessica Hernandez is representing that family.
She doesn't have full range of motion or mobility or strength in her dominant hand. She can't move her thumb or her wrist.
She can't even jerk off her boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a real problem.
This poor girl will never make it as a prostitute.
No.
She will never
not.
Have that job's off the table for her.
You ever get a left-handed jerk off a hand job? Ugh.
She's going to have to learn how to do it with the
She's
right.
She's going to be ambidextrous.
The way that she used to, and it prevents her from doing a lot of day-to-day activities that you and I might not have a problem with at all. She struggles with them now.
This all happened at Volcano Vista High School in May 2022.
Cool name.
According to the lawsuit, a chemistry class took a turn after the teacher, Loviata Mitchell, told the students she had a surprise for them. She then brought out two swords, telling students they were props. One was a Japanese samurai sword, the other a sword used for fencing. Mitchell told the students to move the desks, set a timer for 2 minutes, and encouraged them to fight.
What the fuck
people
she
send
gonna happen
kids to
here?
School thinking and hoping.
The kid was stabbing the other kid with a giant sword.
All that kid was doing was fucking lunging.
The lawsuit claims when a sophomore girl went up for her turn, her classmate slashed her wrist.
Oh.
The injury severed tendons and nerves. She went through surgery, but she has permanent damage. Mitchell reportedly said, "I'm in trouble," and ordered the students to delete any videos of the sword fighting.
"We've just been completely shocked from day one."
I could be the attorney on this case. It is so obvious.
Paulino and Carl, they're yeah. not real attorneys.
But they'll still win you millions.
So hard to imagine why a teacher would be the one to put these deadly weapons in the hands of high school kids and actually direct them to fight one another.
No one reportedly called 911 for 30 minutes, and the family also has a problem with the incident report written up by the school's assistant principal, Manuel Alzaga, who's also being
sued. What the fuck?
From that report, it did not seem to us that a full investigation was done and that there may have been an attempt to maybe deflect liability away from the district.
Well, she should have deflected the blade. She
should have defense. Sword fight is a lot about defense. So they literally did an investigation internally and found that no rules were broken. Vinny, did you see that? Hmm. The school itself says, yeah, no rules were broken.
How do you figure?
I'm pretty sure deadly weapons on school property is a rule, or maybe it's not.
Well, it is Volcano High School.
Yeah, right.
Fucking New Mexico. I just can't imagine what was going through this woman's mind. Is our kid, the kids are going to have so much fun.
So this chick is like really into like swords and shit like
apparently.
That. Because they found images of her on her Facebook and stuff where she's posing with Freddy Krueger with real knives and stuff like that.
Hold on, let me go out to my car and grab my katana.
Yeah.
Jesus. I like her though.
I like her.
I like people who take risks sometimes. But cool. This girl, her wrists and her hand are permanently injured. She's 16. She's fucked up for life.
Yeah.
And I like this one quote from the lawyer. "Exactly what could reasonably be anticipated is what happened."
Yeah. Precisely so what you'd think would happen is what happened.
Correct. Which is makes it really funny that this woman is a teacher. And she's not even a substitute. I would expect this from a substitute.
Right.
This is like the regular teacher. I expect John to bring in steak knives and let the kids fight.
You think he owns steak knives? Why would he need to cut?
I steal these from Chili's. All right. You want to go to Singapore?
Yes.
We got a couple of Chinese guys living in Singapore, Carl.
Yes. Are they both Chinese?
Yes. They both were Chinese.
Okay.
Says so in the article. Now, they're living in Singapore. They're renting a room inside of a house.
Mm-hmm.
They're roommates in this one room.
In one room.
Yes. Now, one of them wanted to get some rest after a long day. A 24-year-old sales assistant headed home only to be disturbed by a live game on his roommate's mobile phone. So this guy's watching a game on his phone, and that could be loud. We all know how that
is. Well, hold on a second. Because I'm thinking about lawsuits now, since we're an attorney firm now.
Sure.
Can they sue Apple for removing the headphone jack? Because
they give you that little fucking adapter.
Do they? I mean, that's kind of a cop-out, right? I mean, they pretty much made it so people are more obnoxious than ever with their phones. I hate when people pull their phone out in a public place and just start playing videos with the volume on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the most rude thing ever. And I don't know. I think that you should be stabbed if that happens.
Well, Carl, you might need to go to Singapore. Wang Yi, who is from China, was sentenced to 12 months in jail after stabbing his roommate with a kitchen knife. Here's what happened.
It's funny, Vinny, because, you know, there's all this talk about violence against Asians in this country. Mm-hmm. You know where there's even more violence against Asians? Asia.
Yeah. Yellow on yellow crime's a real deal.
It's a real thing.
So Janessa Fu told the court that Wang and his 22-year-old roommate, also from China, had a dispute in early November last year. Now, on November 5th, Wang returned to the room after finishing work. Not wanting to disturb his roommate with his snoring, he moved his mattress from their room to the living room. In the meantime, the roommate was watching a live game on his mobile phone while having dinner in the living room.
Ugh, that's obnoxious.
Why don't you just keep your bed in the fucking bedroom?
Yeah.
That's
a solution.
Sure.
Headphones are a solution.
Then confronted the complainant. Allegedly, the complainant was playing the live game at a high volume and disturbing his rest. The verbal dispute ensued, with the accused and complainant exchanging vulgarities. Noticing a pair of scissors lying on the sofa in the living room, Wang picked them up and charged towards his roommate. Wang then choked him before trying to stab him with the scissors.
Okay.
The homeowner, who is a 45-year-old female Singaporean, intervened and took the scissors away from Wang. Wang then walked to the kitchen and took a 24-centimeter kitchen knife, charged the roommate again, this time was able to stab the guy right above the rib cage.
Yes, and it says he created a 1 centimeter wound.
Didn't get him too hard.
Oh, no. A whole centimeter. What's funny about this, because they're trying to, like, trump it up, make it seem like it's a big deal. So right after that sentence where it says it's a 1 centimeter wound, all caps, injuries could have been more serious. I mean, that's always the case, right?
Yeah, I know a bunch of teenagers who could do more damage with a blade.
Yes.
You pussies.
Right. Yes. Yes, they could have been more serious than a 1 centimeter wound. Yes,
agreed.
Imagine.
So he's getting 12 months in jail for that, but listen, man, be careful who you're rooming with. That's my point.
Yeah. Just put some headphones on. Put some earbuds in.
Carl, do you happen to have this video up for the next story? The one in India?
I don't.
Well, if you could grab it up, because it's quite interesting.
Okay.
A group of 5 diners fell ill in La Forseta Cafe in Gurugram City, India. Now, there's a video of what happened here.
But I didn't see the video. I didn't realize
that. There's a video in
there. Okay. I'll grab it.
I meant to email you on that.
No, that's okay. That's all right.
So they have this nice meal, and as they're leaving the restaurant, they offer them what they're referring to, the staff is referring to, as a mouth refresher.
The fuck is a mouth refresher?
Correct. Great question. Now, it turned out what it was a piece of dry ice.
Oh, that's not good for your mouth.
It is very bad.
It's really
for
bad
you.
For your mouth.
Now, here's the video of these people after they put this in their mouth.
Oh, my God. People have been poisoned.
Yeah. Now, what this creates is a terrible burning sensation in your mouth.
I would imagine.
And these people were bleeding out of their mouths and throwing up.
Dry ice is very, very cold.
Yeah. And not only that, what we learned is it is an acid which could lead to death.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
So we're upset with the Koreans for eating dogs, but it's better than this, right? Eating dry ice, that seems like a way worse thing than eating dogs.
Yeah, 2 of these people are in critical condition. One guy was dining with his wife and some friends while this was going on. He said that they were lucky to have not consumed the packet. They gave these people these things as a packet.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did they get them from? It doesn't say.
That's a good question, too.
Why do you have this?
Yes.
Would you care for a mouth refresher? I would love a mouth refresher. God damn it.
All right. Now the entree. I see you're ready for your entree now, sir.
Yeah, I don't go for Indian food. I don't go for it, man.
Oh, God. You
know, it's usually too spicy for me, but I would rather it not be, you know, as dangerous to my...
Yeah, I'd rather have Indian food that's too spicy than acid that burns my insides.
Oh, God.
This is
so good
terrible news,
everybody. The case is currently ongoing.
Yeah, it says local police are conducting a thorough analysis of the contents of the mouth freshener. Just read this article. It was dry ice. You can stop your analysis right now. A thorough analysis.
One of these ladies was just shoving ice into her mouth, trying to stop it.
Because it's a burning sensation.
Yeah.
But it's not burning.
Nope.
It's just tearing through your skin and organs.
Yeah. Do you feel refreshed?
It's brutal. I like that somebody whipped out their phone and started recording that. Oh, everyone's spitting up blood. Let me get a shot of this.
If you were sitting in a restaurant, everybody starts coughing up blood, and you're fine, and you're just like, huh.
Dude,
I should probably document this.
Hold on a second. You said I wouldn't pull out my phone and film. I wouldn't, because I'm still kicking myself when we were at the White Sox game and that guy was trying on that shirt and none of us pulled out our phones and filmed it. It would have been the greatest footage anyone's ever had. That story would have been legendary if we would have captured him. We're all goofing out of it. He looks over at us and he goes, you, and he starts coming towards us.
Dude.
It's fucking great.
Dude, the best part of that is after we settled him down, Dick Masterson looks at him and goes, hey, dude, is that the Apple Watch?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. He's like, why do you got the lady one?
Yeah, that's a lady watch.
Why do you got the lady one?
He goes, oh, I don't know. My girlfriend gave it to me. He's like, yeah.
He goes, my girlfriend gave me this. And then he goes, Dick goes, and the guy like storms off. And I'm like, somewhere, this woman is going to be beaten today.
Oh, yeah. He's going to take out all this rage that he has on us, on her. Yeah.
So this guy, it was 95 degrees outside. And he had the skin consistency of a ham that's been in the oven.
He's so wet.
And hairy and just glazed.
Yep.
And he decided that's the time to try on merch.
Yep, a shirt and a hat. He got his sweat all over everything. And dude, he tried on a shirt that was probably a girl's medium. There's no way this is going to come out. He's struggling to pull it onto
himself. And then once he gets it off, he puts it back on the hanger and puts it back. And the thing just looked like a cartoon crumpled up and greasy. And then he realizes we're laughing, grabs his own shirt, and comes charging us while trying to put his own shirt back over his sweaty body.
It's the greatest thing ever. We're standing in line for beers, and we're all just pointing and laughing. Or, well, we weren't pointing. We were just laughing at him, and he points at us. You! And he comes charging towards him. We're all just standing there.
I never forget Dick's line. He goes, you guys laughing at me? And he goes, well, you're making a spectacle of yourself, sir.
This is a very crowded area. There's people everywhere. And he's just making a spectacle of himself.
You know what? That still might be my favorite sporting event I've ever been to.
That was such a fun day. That was such a fun day.
Chicago, White Sox versus the Cubs, middle of the day.
I'll be chasing that dragon at every live show we do from here on out.
There were brawls in the stands.
So fun.
We're watching everybody get dragged out.
You took a rape shower.
I did take a rape shower. I felt clean after. Hey, Carl.
Of course, that's what we have footage of, your stupid rape shower, not the fucking guy trying on a shirt. All right, we're way off track. Let's get back on track.
You know what, Carl? I think our next story is a good place to jump back in.
Great.
And I'll tell you what I love about this story. This is a great example of why pencils have erasers. Everybody makes mistakes. Here's a big one.
Yep.
Keanu Newsom and Justin Howard were both charged with first-degree murder in connection with the shooting death of George Harris, a Memphis man who was fatally shot after authorities say he was a victim of mistaken identity.
Oh, wait, so they can't tell each other apart either? I feel better now.
I'm not making that joke. Keanu Newsom, she's 29, is charged with first-degree murder after police allege she and a man, Justin Howard, killed a man they incorrectly believed was her ex-boyfriend. This man, George Harris, is the roommate of the ex-boyfriend who borrowed his car to go run errands.
Bad time to borrow the car.
Yeah. So they see this guy in the car, assume it's him, and unload into the car, murdering this guy.
The funny part about this story is that if they had killed the guy they were trying to kill, this would not even be a story.
Oh, yeah. Just not a murder.
Just like, yeah, they wanted to kill this guy. They did. Moving on.
Everybody loves a klutz.
Yeah, but because they're dumb, because they're bad at it.
They're very bad at it.
Yeah.
And that's not even the dumbest part of this. Like, right. There's a lot of things that are stupid here. The ex-boyfriend told police he believed he was the target and that he'd just been in an argument with Newsom, the ex-girlfriend. Surveillance video captured a gray Nissan with, quote, unique body damage.
Yeah.
an easy to identify car. Following the car being driven by Harris, police say in the affidavit, Newsom was arrested the next day at a residence where the car was found parked.
So they checked the Carfax report. They're like, no, there were no bullet holes when this was purchased off the lot. I'm looking at the report right here.
I think we have a case of murder. The affidavit alleges that she, after she was arrested, Newsom told police that she and Howard had followed her ex-boyfriend's car. Then she allegedly told officers that she pulled up next to the car before Howard pulled out a rifle and fired several shots. He did it. It was him.
But they pulled up next to it. So they're looking at the guy.
Yeah.
And they still didn't know it wasn't the ex-boyfriend?
Howard was arrested after Newsom picked him out of a police lineup. Both have been charged with first-degree murder or being held in Shelby County. There's so many things about this. Like, again, like you said, you're looking at them.
Yeah.
This guy had a rifle in the car.
Yep.
This is all premeditated.
Of course. Yeah, they wanted to go kill the guy. And they thought it was... But this is like... Sometimes you shouldn't borrow your roommate's car. Like, if I have friends who are in the mafia, I may or may not have those. If they say,
how about a biker gang? If you have friends in a biker gang?
No, if I have friends who are in the mafia and they go, Carl, you might start in my car for me? I'm not going to do that. You know what? You start your car for you. I'm not starting your car today, sir. Is that still a thing? With remote start, is that still a thing?
I have my wife go out and start my car every morning.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean. Don't be stupid, you moron.
Yeah, if you have enemies, have somebody check your car for you every day.
Yeah.
Jason Allen Johnson, Carl, he's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and it's funny because Jason Allen Johnson, it sounds like a name a mom would yell.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Allen Johnson, are you fucking fluffy again?
When the media is using your middle name, you done fucked up.
Kids. Oh, you done something wrong.
43 years old from Wyoming, has been charged with a series of heinous crimes, including bestiality, child pornography, possession, and voyeurism. Johnson's arrest followed an investigation triggered by cyber tips. Google ratted him out.
Well, no, actually.
I know. I'm just kidding.
There's a specific company that I'm mad at.
The charges against him could accumulate to over 100 years in prison. Highlighting the severity of his alleged actions, authorities embarked on the investigation in October after receiving a tip about child pornography being uploaded to a mobile phone. The probe led them to Johnson, whose phone harbored not only over 150 images of child pornography, but also footage filmed without people's consent of them using the bathroom. Also a disturbing video involving his pet Husky. The dog was coerced into performing oral sex on Johnson, an act he facilitated by applying canned cheese to his genitals.
Okay, and the...
Dogs love cheese, man.
The voyeuristic video that he shot was children.
Yeah, children pooping.
So here's my question for you, Vinny. This is a game that I thought we could play together.
Death.
If you had to have one of those three things found on your phone, either CP, voyeurism of children shitting, or your dog licking cheese off your dick, which of those three would be the least embarrassing?
The video of children shitting? Because I would say I was trying to make a comedy video. I would say, like, oh, you didn't think it was funny?
Somebody clipped this part, so when we do find this, you can't use that excuse.
I would say that's the least embarrassing. She's like, okay. I thought I was making a joke.
I asked for an answer. You gave me an answer.
If there's video of me clearly with the dog licking my dick.
You're probably right about that.
Or video of children being fucked. Yep. Or somebody pooping. Opie had a defense. It was a joke.
That's a good point. I Opie'd it. My bad.
Yeah, I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to be fired.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's probably the least embarrassing. I don't know. I thought you would ask me, what should this person get as a sentence? I'm going with death. This is a creep.
I bet this guy is a great guy during his refractory period, though, right? He's really just a problem when he's all horned up. It's really just the only time you don't want to be around this guy.
I don't know.
You don't know about that?
I don't know about a guy. What else is going on when he's just sitting at home and he's like, man, I'm really, really horny.
Yeah, but after the cheese gets licked off and he finishes, then we know we talk college football for a while. Right?
Yeah, but his dog always tries to lick your face. You hang out and watch the game.
God, get out of here, stupid husky.
It's awful.
Gross.
Don't want to hang out at his house. Now, the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation, aided by tips from social media platforms and messaging services, managed to trace the illicit activities back to Johnson, utilizing data from Verizon.
Verizon's a narc.
Agents identified
what
Johnson.
What if I cancel? I have Verizon. That's my provider. Mm-hmm. What if I cancel them, citing this story? You guys are fucking narking on your
real
customers.
Real consequences.
You guys are, yeah, I should record the phone call. I see you guys are narking on your customers. I want to probably cancel on this. Cricket's not doing this shit. I don't see Cricket telling the police about CP.
In fact, it says they give you a free gig of it when you sign up.
Yeah, Cricket probably does.
They gotta get somebody to agree to buy a fucking Cricket phone somehow.
With Cricket, it's like a fucking U2 album. It just automatically comes with CP on it.
Oh, no.
Most people don't want it, but the people who do like it are, you know, they're happy.
Oh, God. I'll stick with Mint Mobile. Fucking A.
Use promo code Shuley.
The subsequent search revealed not only the child pornography and the videos involving his dog, but also videos of female minors secretly recorded in the bathroom. It was girls, too, so, yeah.
Okay, so again, you're feeling like that's the least... I see, this is what I
would say. It's all bad. It's all bad.
This is what I would say. But you're not telling people about the MILF porn on my phone. There's tons of MILF porn on there too, guys. Like, I've been to just, like, normal shit, like everyone else. Lots
There's
of lesbians.
150 pictures of children being diddled and 2,000 pictures of tits.
Right! Yes!
What's the problem here? Someone want to explain to me the problem? All right, I have my last story of the week, Carl.
Yes.
We're going to Boca Raton. A mother who calls herself a specialist and erectile dysfunction, her son and her boyfriend are behind bars, and they're being accused of a litany of child sex abuse charges. Now, they were arrested along with the FBI and the police, raided the home. While Kyria Kasani, her son Matthew, and her boyfriend Ryan Londano all shared, they all lived together. The raid came after a four-month-long investigation. Kasani is accused of sexually abusing two male children, the youngest of which is under 10, and charging online perverts a fee to watch.
So wait, there's an OnlyFans for child molestation?
Dude, you want to know the worst part?
What's the
They're
worst part?
They're live streaming at 4 o'clock on Fridays.
God damn! damn it!
Pissing everybody off.
That's Brennan's time slot. You can't do that.
The abuse of her youngest child began when he was just 5.
Why isn't Leo Gunn in the chat today? Where is Leo Gunn? Where's Brock Lee? Neither of them are here today. Oh, I bet that bitch is live streaming child porn again. I just called Leo Gunn and Brock Lee child molesters.
My friend Mark from Canada. I don't know. I don't even pay attention to Brennan, so I don't know. I just feel like that was a good joke.
Thanks.
I liked it.
Proud of you. I liked you where you went with that.
Proud of you.
All right. So I have to say this before we get too far into the story. So sure. The mom, her son, the mom's 38, the son's 20, and then the boyfriend is 42. They're all working together to stream children getting raped.
Yeah.
But goddamn, is she hot.
She's not bad to look
wow.
at.
Wow. If I'm the boyfriend, I'm putting up with that. Right?
Clearly was.
Yeah. Because there's always baggage when you're dating a chick that hot. And yeah. It's just like, all right, so what are you into that I'm not going to like? You know, are you going to drag me to the opera? What is it, you know?
I fucking ride 10-year-olds on the internet.
Okay, I can get past that.
And then my son does, too.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can get past that.
You want to know about the companies that helped rat them out? I mean, we're on a tear of all the sure. how you're nothing's really private in the world. The abuse was uploaded to a web server. Documents in the case state the server, as well as Amazon, Microsoft, PayPal, and Zelle, whatever it is, are all cooperated with the investigation.
Nobody is using Microsoft's cloud services. They just want to get their name in there. Oh, we'll help, we'll help. Yeah, it's not up on any of your servers, Microsoft.
All publicity
no,
is
but
good.
We'll help, I promise. Okay, go
for it. Well, we can put it up and take it down real quick.
Yeah, right.
For the past 25 years, I've seen just about everything. So to shock the court's conscience is frankly quite difficult, said the judge. The mother's boyfriend, LaDonna, an IT professional, is facing similar charges.
He's an IT professional?
Yeah.
If I'm the employer, I'm firing this guy. Like, really? You didn't know how to keep this a secret?
Her son is not charged with live streaming abuse, but of sexually abusing the children himself. He's charged with the actual intercourse with a child, the prosecutor said.
That's not good.
He shook his head in court as the charges were read out loud. The judge countered by saying that on the day that the investigation, 33 videos were removed from an online platform. Kasani's mother and brother were in attendance in court. That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
When your sister's banging children.
Well, again, going back to the boyfriend, I think that in court my defense is, Your Honor, I don't want to be live streaming these boys getting fucked, but you see the smoke show of a girlfriend I have here? I mean, you got to make compromises in life.
So
Brazilian girl, very attractive.
She really is hot.
She's hot.
She's super hot. She's very hot. This is like, this is a creep unicorn. This really is.
You're right.
So in November of 2023, police were called to a home in Ocala, Florida, after two minor boys reported being abused while they were away from their family home over Thanksgiving. One boy said that the pair were pulled out of their bed separately to perform sex acts that included digital and object anal penetration that occurred in front of a laptop. The boy said the abuse was ongoing and that they did not want to go home. On December 1st, one of the victims, a 14-year-old boy, told investigators the abuse began when he was 9 and ceased after the incident in November. The names of who the boy lived with are redacted from the documents. It's not clear who their parents are. The people that they lived with were sexually and physically abusive, the boy said. So these people find each other, man. These people find each other.
It's almost like the parents sold these kids out.
Yes. That's pretty much what I'm saying.
So do you think they're getting a commission on these videos, a percentage cut or something?
Stage parents, man. Stage parents.
I just want my kids in show business any way they can. Dude, that's incredible.
I mean, is this worse than what was going on with Dan Schneider? Yes, actually, worse.
It is, but
a lot worse. Never mind.
Bad example. Kids are getting fucked in the ass on the internet. It's embarrassing. Yeah. I hope their classmates didn't find it.
You know what had me laughing so fucking hard this week? Brian Johnson on his take on the Elvis pedo. And he's like, I would just be ridiculing that girl. You gave nudes to an Elvis impersonator, you loser.
That was very funny.
So, Kasani is charged with sexual assault on a victim under the age of 12, sexual assault by a custodian, criminal conspiracy with cruelty towards a child. LaDonna's accused of sexual assault with battery on a victim under the age of 12, criminal conspiracy and cruelty to a child. You see, you're saying this guy just lets it go, but, like, he's probably a little more involved in that. Like, he's probably in the room, and, like, she's shoving a dildo in a child. And she's like, hold this for a second. And, you know, yeah, catch that on camera.
He's the cameraman and the IT guy, making sure that the system's up and streaming at 4K. Nobody wants a 720 stream of children getting fucked, right?
No, I don't. Nobody does. Well, people do. And the son is 20 years old, so I'm guessing this kid's been fucked every way to Sunday.
Oh, God, I can only imagine the abuse he's gone through.
Yeah, and now he's, this is what happens. It's a vicious fucking cycle. He was a victim.
Hurt people, Vinny. Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I just want everybody to remember it's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
What an episode we just did. Can you believe it?
Galaga.
We got through all this shit.
We did.
People fucking suck. Not you guys. Not you guys. Listeners.
We love you. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
We're going to be back on Monday with a hangover edition. We hope you enjoy it with Christine Knowlton. She's going to sing some songs. We're going to have another results girl try out, Megan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited about
that. Yeah, and by the way, if you're listening to this and you want to try out to
be
a results girl.
We are two for two with results girl so far.
Yeah.
Megan seems wonderful. I'm not including Jessica. I'm kidding, Jess. We love you.
I like how Jess was commenting on all of them.
Oh, well, she hadn't
seen
that.
On our YouTube. She was like, great job. She's so happy and nice.
She's too nice.
Yeah.
That's her downfall.
Wait till they, well, her downfall is going to be when they find all the bills in her pocket.
Don't tell her. I wanted to steal from work. I think that'd be really funny.
I do too.
Because we could do a story about her and it would eat up 7 minutes of content.
Hey, remember that kid I was telling you about who robbed the banks and got away with it?
Yes.
I remembered a great other story about that kid.
What's
he was
that?
A comic, right?
Uh-huh.
And I told you he got into crack and stuff.
Yeah.
But before it was crack, it was acid.
Oh. And that's a weird transition.
It is. It is. And there's, you know how there have been people who get barred from the premises at comedy at the Carlson or from the old comedy club and stuff like that. There's people who are just like, get the fuck out. He was one of them. I forgot what he did.
What did he do?
Toys for Tots charity show. I had a ticket. I was in the audience for this. I completely forgot. I wasn't on the show. But Joe is a comic I really like, Joe Cumbo. He goes on stage and he dropped 2 tabs of acid, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
He told me
and
after.
Then he pitched a no-hitter.
Well, he went.
They pitched a perfect game now.
They decorated the stage with Christmas stuff. So there were toy soldiers and shit on the stage, Toys for Tots.
I can imagine.
He thought they were coming alive to attack him. And he didn't vocalize any of this. Mm-hmm. I watched him on stage silently, like look in terror around the room. And he starts trying to tell jokes. And he keeps looking at the corner of the stage.
That's a bad trip.
Where there's a fucking this fucking thing, and eventually he's just like, he's kept like moving back from it, like,
oh,
he's moving back
hilarious.
From the bike until he ended up in a ball on the corner far side of the stage away from the toy soldiers, just curled up, and people were like, ha, like they didn't know what the fuck to do until Mark Ippolito walked up on stage and politely removed him. That guy robbed 3 banks.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
I bet you if he's alive, I could get him on the show. I would love to talk to him.
Yeah, we should talk to him. I did acid in high school and I went over to my friend's house and they were watching Return of the Jedi.
Uh-huh.
And Darth Vader scared the shit out of me. It was fucking same kind of thing where I'm just like, oh shit, this guy means business.
I did acid once at a White Sox versus the Cubs game in the afternoon and I watched a guy. Fuck.
All right, we gotta get out of here.
Gotta
too
go.
Much.
Bye.